why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So, dear friends, we are humbly at your service speaking about the dialogues of the awaited Savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So, we're kind of picking and choosing between various questions and answers in this back and forth that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, has with an individual by the name of Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Ja'far, who is one of his followers. And, you know, this individual, he poses various questions to His Eminence, and His Eminence answers these questions. So we're kind of picking and choosing the interesting ones, the ones that are kind of interesting to speak about. You know, one question that Muhammad ibn Abdullah asks, he says that it has been narrated from our previous scholars, when it comes to the reward of the Holy Quran, when you recite it in the prayers, he says, it is astonishing that a person who does not recite Suratul Qadr in his prayer, how is his prayer accepted? Right? So the first question is, if you don't recite Suratul Qadr in your daily prayers, then your daily prayers are not accepted. And then he says that it is narrated that a person who recites Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, until the end in their prayers, does not recite it in their prayers, that that prayer does not scale the heights of honor. And that on the other hand, one who recites Suratul Humaza in his prayers, they would get the reward equal to the whole world. So then, should one recite Suratul Humaza and not recite the other surahs and the other chapters of the Holy Quran in the prayers? What happens to the purity and loftiness of these prayers? You know, because you can't read every single one of them is what is being asked. So they're saying that, you know, Suratul Qadr, Suratul Ikhlas, how can a prayer be accepted if they're not recited? And on the other hand, Suratul Humaza, if it is recited, then it has also great rewards. His Eminence, he replies to these questions and he says that, yes, the rewards of the surahs and the chapters of the Holy Quran to be recited in the prayers that you have said is correct. Meaning there's great value to Suratul Qadr, there's great value to Suratul Ikhlas, and there's great value to Suratul Humaza. Suratul A'la is also another one that is recommended. Suratul Jum'ah is also recommended. These two I'm adding myself so that we know that there are also other surahs that are of value. But His Eminence says that if one leaves the other surahs that are eligible for rewards and instead recites Suratul Ikhlas or Suratul Qadr, because of the merits of these two chapters of the Holy Quran, they would get the rewards of the other surahs that they would have recited, but they didn't. And of course, you can recite other surahs in the namaz, in the prayer, and the prayer will still be correct. So a very beautiful manner that His Eminence answered these questions, and a very beautiful way that he answered these questions and brought clarity to a situation which was quite confusing. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
There is a verse of the Quran where Allah says, وَآتَيْنَا الثَّمُودَ نَاقَةً مُبْصِرَةً فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا. We brought to the people of Thamud a camel. It was brought from a carving on a cave and it was brought to life. A real camel came out of the wall to them. And yet they slaughtered and hamstrung the camel and killed it. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. We do not send miracles and signs except as a deterrent to people. So that then tells us that miracles have a certain purpose in Allah's eyes. The idea of a miracle is not to provide proof, if I can put it that way, but to provide added proof. Meaning that the miracle only shows you that this prophet or this messenger or this imam has a special position with Allah, such that when he asks Allah for something, his prayer is not refused. But it does not in itself give you a conviction that will not leave you or eliminate hypocrisy from the heart. It is also used as a deterrent, as the Quran says, so that those who are evil are held back because they realize that if this person prays for something, it will affect us. Such as Fir'aun, for example, when the Prophet Musa alayhi salam prays for pestilence, for locusts, and for the firstborn in all the Egyptian family to die, all these things happen. So it serves as a deterrent to them. But in itself, it is not meant to bring human beings to proof. Why? Because Allah does not want human beings to be convinced of the truth only by miracles and signs. There is no greatness in that. Greatness lies in attaining conviction through purifying oneself, through realization, through the intellect, through understanding, rather than just miracles. Where one may then argue, well, I was hypnotized, or well, there was a scientific explanation to this, or well, I don't know if it really happened, or well, it happened 1,000 years ago, I want to see that for myself. And that is why we argue that the greatest miracle is the Quran. even though the Messenger of Allah performed many other miracles. A lot of times you will find, if you look at the internet as well, you will see Christians will argue on this basis. They will say, oh, Jesus was better than Muhammad because Jesus could bring the dead back to life, he could heal the lepers, he could give the blind sight, he could do this, he could do that. What could your prophet do? And then we argue back and say, well, he split the moon, and when he holds pebbles in his hands, they would do tasbih, and a tree moved from its place. And now these were true. The Prophet did do those. But that is not the line of argument. Because when Jesus himself came and he performed these miracles, the people denied him. Most of them denied him, except the Hawariyun or the disciples. He took clay and built a bird out of that and fashioned it. And with the permission of Allah, he would breathe life into it and it would fly and become a living creature. They would still deny it and say, this is magic. So he had to perform miracles to involve them in the miracle.
For listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.